Dear listeners, Sairam, we now bring you part 2 of our program Outside, Inside and Deep Inside. Today's episode was first aired on 14th May 2015 as part of Thursday Live programs on Asia Stream of Radio Sai. This program is hosted by Team Radio Sai's Bishu.
So that is the third Kriti, Charana Sevanam, that was sung on that beautiful morning. And it means serving the lotus feet is the most auspicious. Sai's name and form are most nectarous and sweet. And similarly goes on, this song is in the Ragam Arabi, and which is a very energetic tune and lending itself to much creative expression. So like this, you had five such Kritis. This is the third one, as I mentioned, Charana Sevanam. What I played you first was the Pranamami Saisha. That is the first Kriti. The last one is called Satya Sai Avatara. The second is Sada Bhavayami. And the fourth is Kaliyuga Avatari. As we close this program, I will play for you a few minutes of the last song, Satya Sai Avatara. And now, as promised, the conversation with Brother Sai Prakash, the one who worked behind the scenes, who has been involved in this project right from the time of its inception. So welcome, brother, to Outside, Inside, Deep Inside.
Thank you, Bishu. Thank you for having me.
So tell us about this whole story of how the Sai Pancharatna Kritis finally found its fulfillment, and so many lives found their fulfillment through this.
That's true. In fact, almost immediately after the Prema Pravaham that we got an opportunity to present for the 85th birthday. So after the Prema Pravaham, Professor Venkatraman was repeatedly saying that we should have a traditional offering of traditional classical music to be offered to Bhagwan.
After the 85th birthday itself?
Yeah. For a long time this has been in his heart, and okay, he has been expressing it from time whenever we had some Carnatic musician, and once or twice when we had Mandalin Srinivas sir, when he came here, and sir would discuss with him, and he would say that we should do something for Swami. So it was going back and forth, and this was something very deep in his heart. But then when Swami left the physical frame in 2011, it was there that this project should be taken up.
In fact, if I'm not wrong, you were saying that when Swami went to Delhi, he was with Bhagwan in Delhi, and at that time, this was also playing on...
That was Prema Pravaham.
That was Prema Pravaham.
That was Prema Pravaham. Okay. And in Delhi, sir was talking about Prema Pravaham. And that happened on Swami's 85th birthday.
Okay.
And 2011, when Swami left us, yes, the shock, and we had to go in and come out. And it took nearly a year for us to, come out from that shock and get back to, conscious work. But this was always there in the back of sir's mind. And 2 years after Mahasamadhi, sir called and said, now is the time. It would have been really nice if Swami was physically present. He would have really loved to hear these kritis, because he loves classical music.
Yeah. The amount of, we have seen Swami tirelessly listen to Carnatic music for hours.
Hours and hours. So sir was saying, yes, that would have been excellent, but Swami is anyways listening to it. Let's get started with this. So the first thought that came was, who is going to be the Kali Yuga Tyagaraja? it's not very easy.
Yes.
And so I had discussion with a few people, and sir was saying we should get really good people to write the lyrics and compose the tune. So three criterion which I and we discussed with sir, in the sense when we were discussing with sir, he said, firstly, yes, they should be very good at music. And they should have good command over the, of course, the person who's doing the music part should have good command over the music. And the person writing the lyrics should have very good knowledge of the language and should have a vast knowledge. But more
and
than
and
that...
And it's to be done in Telugu, that was decided.
No, it was not decided that it should be done in Telugu. It was always going to be a mixture of Sanskrit and Telugu.
Okay.
Because even in these five kritis, the first one is more or less Sanskrit. There are a few Telugu phrases, but... I think there are a few Sanskrit phrases in the other songs as well.
Mm-hmm.
So even the Tyagaraja's Pancharatna Kritis are a mixture of Telugu and Sanskrit. So that was what was decided then, like the traditional Tyagaraja Kritis. And but the most important criterion was somebody who is a devotee of Bhagwan.
Mm.
And in order to write these lyrics on Bhagwan, he or she needed to be long-standing devotee.
Yes.
Who knew of Swami's life and his teachings, and had a very poetic, talent at poetry, and to write lyrics for a kriti is one step beyond poetry.
Yes.
Because when you write...
You
should know music. See, the thing is, it's like this. If you want to write a song, that is semi-classical or light song... Many people who are good at poetry, who have good imagination, can write it. But if you take even Tyagaraja's kritis, the Pancharatna kritis especially, and you take one charanam is one line, one or two lines combined as one module, it's very concise, it's like a bija mantra. They say that a lot is contained in a little bit. So Sanskrit has this tremendous, Sanskrit and for that matter even Telugu have this, tremendous ability to condense a lot into one sentence. And this, of course, Sri Tyagaraja just sang from his heart, and that's how it came about.
Mm.
But in Kali Yuga, where to get the Tyagaraja?
Mm.
Now, one Tyagaraja had to be segmented into two.
Mm.
And we said one part of Tyagaraja will be the lyricist, one part of Tyagaraja will be the composer of the music. Now, where to go for for a musician who would, compose music without lyrics. So now the first step was we didn't know who's going to write the lyrics. But Venkatraman sir felt that we should have somebody to give a structure to the kritis. The initial idea was we just give a structure to the kritis based on the framework the lyrics can be written and retrofitted in.
Mm-hmm.
That was the whole concept. And then based on the discussions with sir, I had come out with a list of points for each of the kritis. In fact, each kriti has a theme of its own. The first one is early life and leelas and lineage, etc. The second one is the divine aspect of Swami, Maya Manisha. It was a divine aspect of Bhagwan. The third one, Charana Sevanam, was the human aspect.
Oh, okay.
Human aspect of Swami, how he came close to his students, how he gave himself. And then the fourth one was his divine projects and his divine activities. The fifth one was Vaibhavam, glory of the avatar. And it also had a very strong portion of, means big portion of the song was on his teachings.
Mm-hmm.
How he interprets karma marga, bhakti marga, jnana marga, how he taught this to everybody. So this is broadly how, when we discussed with sir, how we had the themes, and then for each of these themes, I had written about 15-20 points.
Oh, okay.
So these are the things that could possibly be included in each kriti. And in
the
fact,
ideas for the lyricists.
In fact, BRC, Balram Chandran was just mentioning about that Nahakku.
Yes.
Me and you were there in 1999 in Kodai.
Oh, okay.
You remember when Swami, that incident inspired me to add this point.
Oh, okay.
You know, in Kodaikanal, one of those days, Swami was really upset with all of us and he was, chiding many of us. But in the afternoon, when Swami came out, Swami came straight and he had a very benign smile and he said, hey, do you think I will go to the road and shout at all those people there? I shout at you, I correct you, because I have that hakku over you. I have that right over you.
Yes.
And that incident, you know, just stuck in my mind and I said, no, this has to come out. This is so powerful. Now Swami says, you are my property. Swami says, students are my property. But then he expresses that right over you. I have that right.
You truly belong to him. He feels it so much within him.
He says, you are mine.
You are mine.
Na hakku meer anachu. Means he says that you are my right. I have the right to do anything with you. That is really that sense of that mother and child when the mother feels, yes, she can correct the mother or father, whoever. And Swami expressed that. He says, I have that hakku over you. So I'm shouting at you. I mean, I felt that was so intimate. And that point had to be brought in.
Mm.
So, like this, there were many things. In the last song, you know, the three karma, bhakti marga and jnana marga was so beautifully blended in. So, and then of course on Swami's projects, various things. So what happened was, then after a lot of discussion, we went first to Mandalin Srinivasar. You know, he's an epitome of humility. One of the greatest musical wizards the world will ever know.
Absolutely.
And he has been coming to Bhagwan from his childhood. And you know that radiance on his face and that glow, his eyes just lit up. When we said we want to do Pancharatna Kritis on Bhagwan, his eyes just lit up.
Wow.
And you won't believe it. We gave him I think within a month or two, he came up with five tunes.
Mm-hmm.
Five tunes with Pallavi, Anupallavi, Charanams.
I mean, he had done the tunes.
He had done the tunes for each Charanam.
And lyrics, nothing has happened.
Oh. He has selected the ragas. He has selected the ragas. He had composed the tunes. And he has composed the entire five kritis.
Wow.
Okay. He had composed. So now came the challenge. The tunes are ready. We needed a person who is not only skilled in music, who is not only scholarly, who not only knows Bhagwan,
yes.
who is able to combine music, Swami's life and teachings in the pre-composed music
and get into the mind of Mandalam Srinivasi, how he has composed
exactly,
and try to put words into his composition.
And see, the thing is, because he has composed it, because he is an instrumental musician, his breakup of swaras and his breakup of this thing was very unique compared to what a vocalist would have done it. So it was all the more challenging. And at that moment, we were just wondering who, and then if we approach somebody, will they comply to our requirements of retrofitting the words in? So this was going on, and then lot of big names were suggested and all that. But somehow the heart was saying, no, somebody who has been Bhagwan's devotee for many years,
yes,
that person is the right person. And out of the blue, I just asked one of my brothers and he said, yes, there is a madam in music college. She's, yes, she's a very good scholar and she knows music also. And something in me really told me that she's the one to do this lyrics. And I just went, I just went to the music college and she was totally surprised, and she is Dr. Vasant Lakshmi madam. And they have been coming to Swami for nearly 3 to 4 decades.
Oh,
and they have been devotees of Bhagwan, and she's been a professor, she's a scholar in Telugu and Sanskrit, and she's a musician, MA in music and PhD in music.
Oh my God.
and devotee of Bhagwan for so many decades. I said, Swami has chosen you.
Oh my God.
You can't find anybody more suitable than that. So then I told Aunty, please, this is the project on hand. And when she first heard it, she was a bit nervous and taken aback. And she said, how did you come to me? I said, I didn't come to you. It was purely Swami's prompting. Because I had no idea of who Aunty was before.
Mm.
So then I went to her, and then she took up this project and literally struggled.
Mm-hmm.
Literally struggled because these 5 tunes which Mandalam Srinivas had done, she had to do justice to them. On one side, she had to keep the theme of each song.
Yes.
And it had to suit with the composition that has already been made.
Yes.
And we were just thinking, Swami, why are you putting us through such difficulties? For those who do not know, this project literally took nearly 1.5 years.
Mm-hmm.
1.5 to 2 years almost. Because fitting in the words was very difficult, and she did manage to fit in the words.
Mm-hmm.
So the 5 kritis were ready as such.
Oh, yeah. So she had done the lyrics for Mandalam's composition.
For Mandalam Srinivas's composition, she had done the lyrics of all the 5 songs.
Wow.
And we had done a track recording, we had done a rough recording, and what happened is, when we showed it to a few musicians, we wanted a very frank opinion. See, this is where we should really be open to what Swami wants ultimately. In the process, we don't know. We have no idea. So when we showed some of the musicians, they said that the words could be tuned better to fit in into this tune. I mean, the tune by itself is great. The words by themselves are great. But when they come together, some places it sounds rushed in, some places it sounds, stretched in the wrong place, etc. So they said, why not take some time, because now that you have got wonderful lyrics, you can modify the tune accordingly to suit the lyrics.
Mm-hmm.
You got the point?
Yes.
So the tune is there, the basic structure is there, we got the lyrics, then you can take the lyrics and you can change the tune slightly. So now it's a both give and take way of composition. Because one person is not doing everything. So it was quite a challenging thing, and we tried out a few things. Then the idea of just presenting these lyrics to Rajkumar Bharti sir came about. So when we gave the lyrics to Rajkumar Bharti sir, he said, let us see what Swami inspires me. We gave him the tunes which Mandalam Srinivas had also done. Based on the similar ragas, he took the lyrics of what Madam had written, and the ragas that came to him, that inspired him, like the second raga was Maya Malagola, even by Mandalam Srinivas.
Hmm.
But the way he brought the composition is totally different.
Oh.
Totally different. And the first song he The moment he saw the lyrics, the grand opening of the Sai Avatar, the glory of his birth, the leelas that he did in his early life, Gambhiranate, that is the raga that came to him. I asked him later, "Sir, how did you select these ragas?" He said, "I have not done anything. The songs have selected their own ragas."
Amazing.
And there is a subtlety. I mean, there's a concept called Swaraksharam. And these Pancharatnas abound in Swaraksharam.
Oh.
Swaraksharam means, like for example, the second song, Sada Bhavayami. Sada. And the tune is Sada Bhava.
So the Sa is the musical note, Sa.
And Da is the musical note. So that is called Swaraksharam. And these compositions abound in Swaraksharam.
Wow.
And Rajkumar Bharti sir is so amazing, so amazing. His love for Swami is so deep, and his mastery in music is, of course, we are nobody to even try to comprehend or comment on it. So he chose Gambhiranate and he chose Maya Malagola. And when we heard the compositions, we were totally bowled over. Totally bowled over. The same lyrics that were written, the way it fell into place in the final composition. Then on retrospect, when I sat and I was discussing with Madam, I asked Madam, Swami has made it happen this way. What do you think is the main purpose of this? Then we came to the conclusion that if any poet was given a free hand in writing the lyrics, they would have never been able to write this concise a charanam.
Oh.
You understood? Mm. See, within the framework of the music that was provided, Madam had to fit in a lot of information. She had to fit in a lot of episodes. She had to fit in a lot of information within that one line. Because of that, she really worked so hard and brought all alternate words, all concise words, how one word can mean 2-3 different things. And using all those words, she brought about the charanam.
Because she had to fit into Nandini Srinivasan's music.
Tune.
And now you had to, because of that first tune, lyrics became perfect.
Yes.
And now the perfect lyrics are used to create.
They went to a musician, to Rajkumar Bharti sir, who could just take it and
then put it
into the perfect tune. I mean, this is how Swami works. And then, of course, I went to Mandalin Srinivas. I said, "Sir, you have done these tunes, but please listen to this. We have got an alternate tune for that." He had tears in his eyes.
Oh my God.
He had tears in his eyes. He said, he immediately called up Rajkumar Bharti, sir, and he said, "You have chosen one. You have done this. It's so beautiful, so beautiful. I will definitely learn this. Come and play along with you all in Puttaparthi." That was his commitment.
Oh my God.
I mean, see the heart of Mandalin Srinivas. So humble, so humble. He loves Swami so much. He had tears in his eyes when he heard the songs. He said, in fact, I was not physically present when he heard the songs, but I can never forget. He said, I'm just coming back home. You send me the mail immediately. And when I told him on the phone that he had gone abroad somewhere, when he came back home, I sent him the song within 20 minutes, because it takes 20 minutes to listen to the songs. He came, he didn't even wash his face, went straight to the laptop or the system and sat and downloaded the songs and then heard it. The moment he heard it, he called up and he says, "It's beyond my words, it is divinely inspired." He called up Rajkumar sir and he says, I am so happy it has come out so beautifully. I will definitely learn these kritis and I will also come and play. But Swami willed otherwise. And
amazing. Sai Prakash, my heart is full. Really, even just listening to this much is so profound.
I mean, we never know how Swami brought in, how Swami makes these things happen.
And I think there is a lot more to this, because this is just the beginning, and I do not want to rush this story today. I really want that we do it at leisure. I want you to just sit back and go through this entire story, every little step, because every little step is so beautiful.
Yeah, I think that would be really good. I don't know whether we'll have material for 1 hour though.
No, we will have. You don't worry.
But one thing I was really thinking is possibly the next time we are talking about this,
yes,
we could have somebody with us,
yes,
who could explain some highlights of some of the lyrics.
Absolutely, we should do that. We should do that.
That would be really nice because the lyrics are very beautiful.
Very beautiful.
And then we should also have somebody from the music side,
yes,
who is able to appreciate the musical nuances. Possibly you could ask Anirudh.
Yes, we'll have Anirudh with us.
So they could really explain, because certain places, due to my bad voice, I don't want to attempt singing, especially classical music. But when somebody sings that line,
these examples of Swaraksharam,
Anirudh
can do it.
Yeah,
I think that
would be really nice.
We'll do that.
And that will be a treat for all of us to relive this beautiful composition.
I think that is what
done by Swami, made by Swami, sung by Swami, conceived by Swami, and presented by Swami. That's all it is. For Swami. That's it.
Absolutely. Amazing. Beautiful. Thank you so much, Sai Prakash. So dear listeners, let us pray to Swami that we can have this beautiful session that Sai Prakash just suggested, probably in the next week or in the coming weeks. And let us relive this beautiful facet of his story, the story of his glory. And as I mentioned, we'll conclude with the last Kriti, Satya Sai Avatara, just a few glimpses of that, and then we bid you goodbye on this beautiful Thursday. So that was the final Kriti, and dear listeners, so with that we come to the last minute of our Thursday Live program, and it's time to draw the curtains on Outside, Inside, Deep Inside. I'm really looking forward to the next week's Outside, Inside, Deep Inside, when we'll go on with the story of the Sai Pancharatnas, the Beach-dwelled Sai Pancharatnas. So keep listening. And as always, do tell us how you felt about this program. You can write to listener@radiosai.org. Thank you so much. Sai Ram.
You just heard part 2 of our program, Outside, Inside and Deep Inside. This episode was first aired on 14th May 2015. As part of Thursday Live from Prashanthinilam on Asia Stream of Radio Sai Global Harmony. This program was hosted by Team Radio Sai's Bishu. Thank you and Sai Ram.